McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! Rocky Roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca. Find us on social media and please support our vital work through our website.
Wake up, face the curtains, your deep, vengeful eyes. Speak out, for I'm certain that it's no disguise. Soldiers stopping traffic can keep these whales at bay. Their gun smoked, the sun broke, and we hauled away. On the people's radio, I wrote it in Alberta, across the prairie spine.
Everybody, this is Laetitia speaking from Stereolab. Hey, you're listening to
The Noise of Carpet on
CJSF
90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Swans on dark water.
That there was That Dog, their band from the 90s. That album is totally crushed out. It was released in July of 1995. And according to CMJ Weekly Music, as you know about that magazine, recommended if you like Liz Phair, Breeders, Verica Salt, and Belly, file under Guitar Pop. And Totally Crushed Out, that's the name of the album, mixes crunchy guitars with creamy vocal harmonies, plaintive acoustic guitar and whispery harmonies with blaring overdriven rock. There you go. That's That Dog. Before that, Mecha Normal from Vancouver, Gene Smith and the fellow on guitar, apologies. That song's called Pamela Makes Waves, and this is a glorious oily skronk of that band. Saw them live. Last week we played Chris Knox, and I did see Chris Knox play in the day at Starfish Room, if you remember, and then Mecha Normal opened. And so I didn't get to Mecha Normal last week, but I did now. Gene Smith is now a local artist in Vancouver and doing quite well, apparently. A friend of mine has a lot of her paintings up on her wall, so, and they look pretty good. Rheostatics before that, a song called Seven. That's from their album Music Inspired by the Group of Seven. 1995 release, they did music for a Canadian artist called the Group of Seven. They had a show maybe at the National Art Gallery back in the day in Ottawa, and this was music that accompanied it. And that one, Seven, is a redo of a song on their previous album called Melville. That's the Rheostatics from Toronto. The Sixth before that, from Wasps Nests, and Stephen Merritt of Magnetic Fields is the guy that's written the music, and he got a lot of visiting singers in to sing the words for this album, like Barbara Manning from the SF Seals, Mary Timoney from Helium, Dean Wareham of Galaxy 500 and Luna, Mitch Easter, Mac McCon of Superchunk, Georgia Hubley of Viola Tango, Lou Barlow, Sebado, etc., etc. That one was by Ayako Akashiba, Winter in July, and she's from the band, Japanese band Sun Shower, and that's the Winter in July. That's a song about being in Melbourne and overcast stars. I don't know if you've been to Melbourne before, but it's pretty wacky weather. You go in the middle of summer, and it's kind of like San Francisco weather. It could be cold and rainy, and it could be really hot 5 minutes later. But that's Melbourne. Thank you for listening today. I'm sort of I attended a nice party on Saturday that my friend Doug always hosts, and it was and I'm still a little bit recovering. It was pretty fun, and so I kind of programmed the show for 40 minutes and kind of lost my way after that. But I did see today that Elliot Smith would have been 56 today. It's so sad. I think wouldn't Prince have only been about 58 or something? And Elliot Smith released a bunch of albums in the 90s and early 2000s, and was one of the people in a band called Heat Miser out of Portland, and created some beautiful, beautiful songs. And so why don't we, celebrating his birthday today, Elliot Smith, play a song from his album called Figure Eight from 2000. It's one of my favorites, and some catchy songs on this. This song is called Son of Sam, and you are listening to Noise of Carpet on CGSF.ca and CGSF 90.1 FM. Arnt Peltner is coming up next with his Radio Gotha, so stick around for that in about 11 minutes and 1 second. And he always puts on a great show, very interesting stuff. So let's have a go with this, with an Elliot Smith song there, and then wrap it up with a surprise shag of the week coming up next. So thanks for listening. And this is a song called Son of Sam, Elliot Smith on CGSF.
Made my move, got nowhere to go. something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Oh yeah, baby, this is a noisy carpet, shag of the week.
My glorious partner played this the other day. She's got a better taste in music than I do, and I do love it. This is War on Drugs. It's not from the 90s. It's from recently. It's like 10 years ago. An ocean in between the waves from an album called Lost in a Dream. It's here somewhere. Honest. Hang in there. And it just gets better, the track, the 7 minutes. It's a 7-minute special. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in a couple weeks as I'm off on holiday. Hope your summer is doing you well and everything's going well for you.
Run away, I'm a traveling man. Been working every day. I watch you as you hesitate. Walking through the try to redefine everything that I know and love. God, I know your mind. Just don't be the same.